Legal highs have been really easy to get hold of up until today. All I had to do was search for legal highs, order them from a website, and they were on my doormat the next day. But trying to talk to people who sold them, that was a little more difficult. I visited head shops in Liverpool and Manchester. Despite them still being legal at the time, no one would talk to me. And when I tried to ring them, this is what happened.
This account is blocked.
So I've brought three different types, Black Mamba, Vertex and Salvia, to this drugs testing lab.
My name is Professor Jonathan Berg. I'm going to introduce you to my colleague, Dr. Loretta Ford, and she's the clinical scientist consultant that actually runs the toxicology laboratory. The Vertex that you brought us, we've just put through our big analyzer, and it's got different substances in it to the Vertex product that we analyzed a few weeks ago. And that just demonstrates one of the really dangerous things about legal highs, that the active things that are doing things to you are not consistent.
They're right, that is extreme. That is a very strong synthetic cannabinoid. You will not get the same effect of cannabis. If you were to roll up a spliff with all that, you would be in A&E.
So what kind of effects do they have on people?
Some of the drugs are hallucinogenics. Others will mimic things like cocaine, so they're stimulants. They're going to give you a high. In terms of the things like the black mambas and the cannabis, etc., there can be a wide range of effects, effects that you can't necessarily predict. That is 5-FADB. That was picked up in November 2014 in a post-mortem sample, so the bloke died who took it. People mostly report catatonic states, so they almost go into like a statue. And then when they come around from that, they can be incredibly aggressive. They're confused, you know. So you can imagine in certain situations like the prison, you really don't want that happening.
Basically reduced consciousness,
yeah.
And inability to basically, self-determination has gone out the window,
yeah.
Once you take enough of a legal high like a cannabinoid. So you're totally reliant on people around you for your self-protection.
Your breathing completely almost stops, so you're taking very few breaths per minute. Your heart rate slows as well. Everything slows down.
These are also becoming a huge problem in prisons, and they'll go to extreme methods to get them. People are posting letters to inmates dipped in a legal high solution.
I don't know if you can clearly see like a crystalline residue at the bottom, but even the look of the paper itself, that looks like it's been dipped in something. And in fact, when we put it through the time of flight analyzer, what we found is there's loads of compounds on here. There's actual legal highs impregnated on the letters.
The prison officers were saying to us, we found people that are cutting up the letters and putting them on, you know, putting them in their mouths or smoking their letters.
They've also been seen chewing and licking their letters. Now, anecdotally, they said that each page, if you could get that into a prison, each one would be about £1,000.
Now that these are illegal, there are concerns that the supply will be driven underground. Detective Chief Inspector Paul Beecham is from Cheshire Police.
Now, we have a number of processes tried and tested in place to manage offending which may be driven underground, and this is no different. And we will just have to see the impact of the Act and how things evolve, and that will just allow us to adapt accordingly.
To fall within the scope of that law, you have to show it has a psychoactive effect. And that's what we're saying about these compounds. There's not enough evidence to show that. So how can you actually prove it's having a psychoactive effect? It's going to be difficult. And that's the huge issue they've got with that law. Pretty much mimics what's going on in Ireland, which was several years ago. And the only hard data that's come out of that has shown that since that law was introduced, legal high use has gone up.